Here is the commentary for the bonus assignment for chapter 1. Now, this is an extra credit bonus assignment. Every semester, usually at the end of the semester, students will come up to you and say, is there any way I can get extra credit? Yeah. Okay. Sure. Sure. Throughout the semester, I'll give you two or three bonus assignments, extra credit assignments. You don't have to turn them in, but if you do turn them in, they will help your grade. And the reason I do this is because I don't want to just give it to one or two students. I want every student to be given the opportunity to do the extra credit assignments. Make sense? I think that's fair. Who does the extra credit assignments normally? Right, the A students, the ones who don't need it. Anyway, let's continue. I call this Beyond Personal Financial Planning. It's the bonus assignment for Chapter 1, Personal Financial Planning in Action is worth 5 points. Let's read together. Two of the future value example exercises that we did involved reducing expenses and replacing them with a stream of investments. So maybe you haven't done these yet, but they're in Chapter 1. One example was buying coffee at Starbucks! And the other was buying and smoking those little white tubes of tobacco called as cigarettes. The exercises demonstrated how much money a person could save by simply getting rid of a bad, unhealthy habit. Usually, programs to stop or reduce tobacco usage concentrate on the health benefits of quitting smoking. And how well does that work with teenagers? It doesn't. They don't, they're invincible, yeah. Your bonus assignment is to create some type of anti-tobacco promotional media, such as a poster, a pamphlet, a brochure, a graphic, a website, etc., 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 to warn people of the financial hazards of smoking. So this is a very open-ended problem. That's why I called it Beyond Personal Financial Planning, because it allows you to move beyond yourself and affect the community as a whole. It's one of those exercises we call what if, or dream, or however you want to say it. And I want you to pitch your project to your health instructor. Maybe you're in a health class. The campus nurse. There are clubs on campus that distribute anti-tobacco literature. Or one of your friends or family members who smokes. Please do your own creative work. In other words, please just don't copy a graphic from the internet. A couple of students submitted things, and I put them on the website, and I'm not even going to check to see if they're copyright. But anyway, this is for you to do. And if it takes you longer than the due date, great. That's fine. I'm really interested in seeing what you can do with this. I have my own little methods, especially on campus, because, you know, I'm old. I got a white beard. I look mature. So I'll go up to two or three young students, you know, you millennials, 18, 19, 20, 22, maybe in the early 20s, and they're smoking, and I'll say, oh, it's so sad. Here you are, the prime of your life, beautiful, healthy young folks, and you're smoking cigarettes. And then they look at you, hey, old fart. What do you care? Ain't none of your business what I do with my body. But then I say, oh, but please continue to smoke. I own stock in Philip Morris. And please, smoke as much as you can. And then they look at, what, you want me to die? You trying to make me sick? And I think, hey, lady, young man, you're the one sticking that thing in your mouth, not me. I'm just making money off of you. Thank you very much. Anyway, I hope you'll take this in the spirit that it was meant and have fun with it. And again, it's optional. You don't have to do it.